And now to NPR's Adam Davidson in Baton Rouge. Adam, yeah, I understand you're at the Rural Life Museum, and you have people with you there from New Orleans.
Yeah, this is actually the bank that Lieutenant Governor Landrieu was just talking about. These are employees of Hibernia Bank, the largest bank in Louisiana. These people evacuated. Many of them lost everything. And they've been spending the last few weeks getting the banking system up and running from satellite offices and cubbyholes in Baton Rouge. And tonight was a night where they had a big cookout to finally have a chance to relax a little bit.
Well, maybe we could talk to some of the folks who were there with you.
Sure. I have Sheila Dickerson here. Her home was flooded up to 9 feet.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Dickerson.
Yes,
it's Melissa Block here.
I live near Robert E. Lee and Paris Avenue and Charlotte Drive, and I think I've lost everything. I haven't been able.
You haven't been able to get back?
I haven't been able to get back to actually see it, but based on the online information that I've received, I've lost everything that I have, all my possessions.
As you listened to the president's words tonight, what did you take from that speech?
Well, what I took is that the president is very focused on New Orleans. My concern is for the middle class, such as myself and many others. There are a lot of programs in place for the low-income areas, but the middle class has been devastated as well. My neighborhood is an upper middle class, lower middle class area, and I'm really concerned about how the insurance companies are going to handle that and how President Bush is going to help the middle class out.
So
there are a lot of people. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm just really concerned. My passion is to go back to New Orleans, rebuild, and be a part of something new, something great. But I don't know if financially a lot of us are going to be able to do that.
And did you live right in New Orleans proper?
In New Orleans proper?
Did you live right in the city?
Yes, I did.
In what part of the city?
I live... That's in the lakefront area, mm-hmm. right outside of Lakeview, mm-hmm. so right where the breach of the 17th Canal was.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt my neighborhood. It devastated my neighborhood.
Well, Ms. Dickerson, thanks for speaking with us. And I understand there might be Shane Jordan also there with you. Is that true?
Yes. I'll pass it on to Shane right now.
Thank you. Is that Shane Jordan?
Hi, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane. I understand
yes.
You're from St. Charles Parish.
Yes, I am.
And just a few thoughts, if you would, about the president's speech tonight, and if you found any hope in there or anything that pertains to your situation.
I thought that it was very interesting. I thought it was very entertaining.
Entertaining.
I would have liked to have heard more entertaining.
Uh-huh.
It's the idea of the lower-income people to be able to say that there's a legacy of poverty in the city that people are aware of, and then to not do anything about it until a catastrophe hits makes me curious of what else is the government aware of that they have not taken precautions for yet.
Uh-huh.
To be proactive rather than reactive.
Than reactive. You would have wanted to have seen some talk or some action on that earlier.
Well, if people are aware that there is a problem, to not deal with it until they absolutely have to just doesn't seem like the government did enough initially to make the people able to self-sustain themselves, and that's why the catastrophe hit, and now there are so many people displaced all over the country that are financially devastated
Mr.
and
Jordan,
unable to find jobs.
Uh-huh. I apologize. We appreciate you speaking with us. Thank you so much. Shane Jordan and Sheila Dickerson.
Yes.
They're with NPR's Adam
yes.
Davidson in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.